You're listening to the Platte River Bard.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Platte River Bard. This is Chris Berger.
And this is Sherry Berger.
And we are here with Dylan Peck. He is the president of Theater Arts Guild Omaha, and we're here to talk to him about that organization. You may not have heard about him for a while. That's all right, Sherry's making some noise, and we're all good. We're at Scooters. Thank you to Scooters for having us in their little room. And thank you for joining us here at Scooters. Mr. Peck.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to do this. It's a pleasure getting to know both of you over the past couple of years, and we've been talking about me coming on the podcast for a while, and I'm glad that we finally have a time to do so.
Yes, welcome. I'm glad that we're getting the opportunity to talk about this. So, right now, the Theater Arts Guild Omaha has been kind of in a holding pattern for the last couple of years, and you've been able to keep it going. Do you want to give us kind of a background of what's been happening during this time?
Yeah,
sure.
What you been up to?
So, for people that don't know, Theater Arts Guild Omaha started originally in 1967 as the Metro Arts Guild. Metro Actors Guild, actually, and then in 1987 it became the Theater Arts Guild, and shortly after that they started the scholarship program. So over the years we have given out thousands of dollars of scholarships. For many years we had the Theater Arts Guild Awards, and we last did that in 2017, and I haven't really seen the need to bring it back since the OEAAs have done such a fantastic job with that.
Yeah,
I don't think there needs to be two competing awards.
Fair.
And it's really hard to do award shows. It takes a lot of time and effort, and unfortunately right now there are only two board members with TAG right now. So it's myself and Joey Hartshorn, who's the artistic director at SNAP.
Yes.
So between the two of us, we don't really have the time, the wherewithal to be able to put on an arts show.
Fair enough.
And TAG has kind of been on a holding pattern since COVID.
Yeah.
COVID really kind of shook the world up, and you know, a lot of theaters are no longer producing because of COVID. They had to close their doors. Mm-hmm. The same kind of thing happened with TAG. Now, we were able to still give money to actors affected by COVID who lost contracts and things like that, but TAG also isn't raising the type of revenue to give out for scholarships and the TAG team funds that we once were. And let's be honest, there have been mistakes that other boards have made, and I can't speak to most of those mistakes because I wasn't here. I didn't move back to Omaha until 2018.
Okay.
So I can't speak to anything that was done before, but I know that the TAG that I want to see is a TAG that supports theater makers and theaters and is able to give out scholarships for people going to school for the arts.
Yeah.
And that's what TAG is to me. You know, it's a social organization for people to get together who love theater.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to see TAG to be again.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely getting back to the scholarship thing. We were talking about that earlier, how you really wanted to jumpstart that again.
Absolutely. So, again, unfortunately, the main source of our income for TAG scholarship is TAG Night Outs. So if people aren't coming to TAG Night Outs or we're not able to host TAG Night Outs, there's the bulk of our income for that. We move to pay what you can model for TAG membership. So if you are donating anything to TAG, most of that money is going to the TAG Scholarship Fund. So that's what I want people to understand, is if you're donating money to TAG, we really don't have any overhead. You know, we have our website, we have the person that does our books for us. Outside of that, there's no overhead. We're a volunteer organization, so every dollar that you give to TAG really truly does go to the TAG Scholarship Fund.
Nice.
So what kinds of things do you think that people are looking for TAG to do? Since we don't do the awards anymore, we do have scholarships. Do you think that people are looking for anything else, perhaps, with it, and that's why there isn't as much engagement? Or,
you know, I would love to be able to see TAG hosting get-togethers. We tried for a while TAG meetups, but again, that was during COVID. So, you know, each month we have a different type of meetup for people. You know, one month it could be for actors, one month it could be for designers, one month it could be directors. And that doesn't mean that if you're not a director, you couldn't go out and mingle with people who are directors. Maybe you're an aspiring director and you kind of want to talk to the people who are currently directors. You know, maybe there's a group for people who are wanting to become playwrights, to get together with other playwrights. I would love to be able to see things like that. I'd love to be able to see TAG produce or host masterclasses for people who are interested in, you know, learning from somebody else on maybe they want to brush up their acting skills or their dancing skills or whatever. I'd love for TAG to be able to host things like that. I would also love to see an end-of-year gala with that TAG hosts for theaters that, hey, you want to come see something that we did last year? Come to the gala. This is also where we can have our TAG scholarship winners show everybody in the community, you know, this is the work that I've done, whether it's as a designer or an actor or a dancer. Hey, this is why I won the TAG scholarship. Or maybe theaters want to give a sneak peek of what they're doing in their next season. Maybe we have some comedians from the community that want to come and perform, or some live music. I would love to see the entire community come together to support the arts, and that helps us fund the TAG scholarships.
Right. And it's just nothing that two people can do on their own, especially two people that have other things they have to do during the day and that type of thing.
Right.
So what you really need are people who are interested in participating either on committee or on the board.
Absolutely. I would love to have a board again. We have our TAG bylaws, and honestly, I should have rolled off the board 2 years ago. Unfortunately, we don't have the people on the board to continue and carry this organization forward.
Yeah.
So I would love to have more people who are passionate about the arts, who are passionate about theater, who are passionate about theater makers, to join the board and help us carry this organization that's going to surpass the 21st century. I would love to see it go on for a long, long time. People, anybody that wants to support TAG, I am more than willing to welcome you with open arms, because that's really what I need. I really need some help to build this organization to what it was and to what it can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even just like we've talked before about getting some young people on the board.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you were talking about really trying to focus on the younger folks that are coming into theater right now.
Absolutely. You know, when I think about theater, theater is for everybody, yes, but what a great way for people to get their foot in the door by supporting an organization that's going to support them with a scholarship, or maybe it's a class that TAG has supported and they're able to take it and they go, wow, theater is really for me, or music is really for me. You know, if we have an organization that really supports these young people and they can take it to the next level, you know, then you don't have to have, you know, old farts like me on the board forever. They can really take that flag and run with it.
So what is the minimum age? Because I know that sometimes there's a high school intern that has been on the TAG.
Right. We do have high school members for TAG. I don't think that there has ever been an age requirement to be on the TAG board. Obviously, I think you would need to be a legal adult, so at least 18 years old.
Yeah.
But if you want to join TAG, and even if you just want to join TAG, you know, it's pay what you can. If you want to be a TAG member and say, hey, I support scholarships, pay what you can, and you're a TAG member. If you want to join the TAG board, all you need is a willingness to be able to help out and grow TAG.
So you've been able to keep everything going, you and Joey. Joey is with Snap Productions as well.
Yeah, she's their artistic director, correct?
That is correct.
Yes,
so
indeed.
If for some reason you aren't able to get this going, how much time are you wanting to wait to try to get it going? Like, how quickly do people need to talk to you? And then what do you think might happen if you can't get that at some point?
So the sooner that people can talk to me, the better, obviously. You know, within the next couple months, we will be gearing up to have our scholarship. We'll be handing out scholarships soon. So all of that information will be coming out on our site, on Facebook and Instagram, probably later next month, so people can apply for scholarships. But honestly, if people are interested in joining the tag board, I need to know by the end of July. If we don't get the support that we need, unfortunately, next year, tag will close its doors. I've been paying the biennial. I paid the biennial myself. And with two people, this organization just can't run. And without the support of the community, unfortunately, TAG will close its doors next year.
Oh, yeah. Bummer. Okay, so 2024 is make or break. Now, you did say that you guys will be doing some scholarships, handing out some scholarships this year?
Absolutely. If there are any theaters out there that would like to do a TAG night out with us, please let us know. We are happy to work with you. We've done TAG night outs at Chanticleer with Bridget St. Bridget and with Bellevue this year. And
very nice.
We've had some really good successes with those. Unfortunately, you know, with website costs and things like that, this year we will only be able to give out about $1,000 worth of scholarships.
Okay.
Unless we get some influx of donations to be able to give those scholarships.
Okay.
What I would like to do this year, if we have the funds, is normally our scholarships are only for people in high school that are just starting out to college and
okay,
getting
so
their degree.
A freshman scholarship.
So it's a freshman scholarship for anybody that is going into theater or going into a program for the arts, whether that's a major or a minor.
Okay.
What I would like to do, if the funds are there, is also provide a scholarship for people who are continuing their education.
Ooh.
So it's not just that freshman scholarship. It's for those that want to continue their education, whether that's a bachelor's or a master's program.
Nice.
I think that's just as important as the people that are coming up into college.
Absolutely.
So if the money is there, I would be more than happy to give out those scholarship funds. Another thing that we'll need this year are judges for the scholarships. We like to have people to judge these scholarships, and if you decide to judge for us, it is a small stipend.
Okay.
So if there's anybody out there that would be willing to judge for the
scholarships,
I would be happy to hear from you as well.
For sure. Now, if a theater would like to talk to you about having a tag night out, or how would they get a hold of you? Also, if anyone would want to apply for the scholarship, where would they apply at?
So if you want to reach out to me about a tag night out, you can reach out to president@theaterartsguild.com.
Okay.
If you have questions about scholarship, reach out to scholarship@theaterartsguild.com. If you have just general questions about Theater Arts Guild, info@theaterartsguild.com. You can also find us on our webpage at theaterartsguild.com. You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram. We do have a Twitter or an X account, but I don't know that many people are on Twitter or X anymore, but we do exist there as well.
Okay.
So for someone who maybe is new to the area, I'm just going to back up just a second. Do
for
you
sure.
want to explain Tag Night Out just a little bit more so they know what it is?
For sure.
Yeah.
So Tag Night Out is really, it's the last preview performance for theaters before they open. So Chanticleer shows run Thursday through Sunday, so their Tag Night Out happens on a Wednesday.
Okay.
For Bellevue or Bridget St. Bridget, their shows usually open on Fridays, so the Tag Night Out would be on Thursdays. So depending on when the show opens, Tag Night Out happens the night before their opening night. So it gives actors, musicians a chance to have a live audience before they actually open.
I think
I like that.
I think
yeah.
how I've seen it done before is mm-hmm. sometimes it's even during the run. I think maybe some theaters who don't get licensing for that preview have maybe done another day. I think I've seen another day in the run. Do you think that's a possibility of why?
I think
not?
That is definitely a possibility as well. With Tag Night Out, it's usually a suggested donation of $5. Mm-hmm. And again, that $5 goes directly to the Tag Scholarship Fund. When we do the Tag Night Outs for Chanticleer, Chanticleer has its own scholarship fund. So we split those funds 50-50 with
right.
Chanticleer.
Right.
So we get a portion, they get a portion, and we're both able to give those scholarships. I'm more than happy to host a Tag Night Out if it's during the run. I think SNAP has what they're calling their industry night. So it's kind of a pay what you can. I know some theaters are doing like a pay what you can night. So if you have those and you'd like it to be a Tag Night Out, we would be more than happy to facilitate that with any theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think SNAP does their industry nights like on Mondays or something like that, I think, Mondays or Tuesdays. Yeah.
It's really however the theaters want to do that with us. Yeah. Like I said, I think TAG is an organization for theaters, but also theater makers.
Yeah.
So whether you're an actor, you're a producer, you're a theater, we're here to support you. That's what TAG is here for.
That's
We're
awesome.
Here to support you. We're here to shout to the rooftops, hey, this show is going on. These people are fantastic actors, or they're fantastic dancers, they're fantastic musicians. Come see their work because they deserve an audience. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's the $5 suggested donation at a TAG Night Out or going to see them again during their run, we want to support everybody that is making theater. So if there are any theaters out there that want to do a TAG Night Out with us to support your cast and crews, please let us know. We will come out. We would be more than happy to work with anybody. But we also need your support.
Yes.
In making sure that this organization lasts the test of time. And right now, it's not looking good. And I hate to say that, but it's the truth.
Well, yeah, we'd rather have the truth. Now, if somebody just wants to be a flat-out TAG member, how do we do that?
If you want to become a TAG member, you donate $1 to TAG.
Or more.
And you are a TAG member. So what does that get you? Well, right now, that means that you're a TAG member and you are supporting scholarships. If we get enough people to join TAG and to support TAG, then we can do things like host master classes for acting, or we can do the gala that we would like to do at the end of the year and support theaters. But we need other people to help us make those dreams a reality.
Right.
How do we donate that money? Where do we go? Who do we give it to?
You can go right onto our website, theaterartsguild.com. There's going to be a button to donate right on that website.
Cool.
If you want to send in a check, our address is listed on our website.
Awesome.
Or on Facebook. We will be happy to take any type of donation, even if it's just joining the TAG board.
Yeah.
We'll take any donation that you have. And like I said, I believe passionately in this organization. It's why I've stuck around so long, and I would love to see it last.
Are you guys a nonprofit?
We are a nonprofit. We are a 501(c).
So that means if we donate money to TAG, we can, in theory, write it off?
If it's enough?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just something to consider.
So I don't want to be a downer, so we're not going to end on this subject.
Don't be a Debbie Downer.
But let's just talk about if for some reason this does not work out the way you said it doesn't look good. So let's talk about what that would look like. What do you have to do in order to make TAG dissolve?
So there are many legal steps that we have to take, and I will need to consult with an attorney to make sure that we do everything right. We do have some scholarship funds with TAG. And any money that we do have as a reserve for us, those funds would have to be distributed to another nonprofit. We would then decide, well, who are we going to distribute that money to?
Okay.
And then TAG would no longer be in existence. But yes, there are multiple steps. I unfortunately am not a lawyer, and I don't know what all of those are, but I do know that it will probably be time-consuming.
Right, exactly. Fair. Well, I hope that's not how it goes. I hope that
yes.
we can get some people who are interested, and maybe you could even do some online workshops or something, you know, to get it off the ground and get people engaged. And
absolutely. If you are an actor or director and you'd like to do maybe an online workshop for TAG, mm-hmm. you know, reach out to me. Let me know, and we will blast that everywhere to make sure people know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for sure.
That would work.
Yeah, any kind of workshops or anything like that. I'm a sucker for that kind of thing. I love the sort of continuing education, and if somebody's offering a workshop or a seminar or something in the arts, I always love going to that because there's always someone who knows more than you do. Always.
Maybe you get Alexander Payne.
Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be something.
Hey, Alexander Payne.
You never know.
Or Chip Davis.
Hey.
If you're listening.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
Exactly. That's right.
Uncle Warren Buffett, if you're out there.
Uncle Warren.
Ag could really, really use some money to continue to give scholarships.
Dude, they're nonprofits, money tax write-off. He knows all about that. All right.
Well, I really wish you all the luck, and thank you for sticking in there and keeping it going.
Yes, we appreciate
this
that.
Pandemic time, because we're just still not completely out of it, and you've kept it going.
It's an Omaha tradition since the 60s, and it's nice to see that you've mm-hmm. kept it going, and you're going to try to keep it going.
Absolutely.
So
I'm hoping for the best.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll get the word out, and I'm sure you'll succeed.
Thank you so much. And to all of you that would like to donate to TAG, or if you have any questions, please reach out to me, president@theaterartsguild.com. I'll answer any questions that you have.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Dylan Peck.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Sherry. I really appreciate you having me on the podcast today.
Always. We look to have you back for when this is all kind of blown over and you are going down the road with all your people and the committees and all of that.
Yes, so. Come back when it's scholarship time.
Yes.
And we'll announce, and maybe we can get the scholarship winner and we can talk to them as well.
Absolutely. I would love that.
Yes. Yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and supporting the arts in the Platte River area and beyond. Please subscribe to our podcast so you are sure to catch all of our future episodes and join us on social media. See you next time on the Platte River Bard.